From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best. For today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. President explains Indonesian development achievement in infrastructure on IAID. The Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue reached a business agreement of $822 million. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail, I'm Dolat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, in his speech on Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday, explained Indonesian achievement in infrastructure development for 5 years of his administration. The president said that Indonesia has succeeded to develop 782 kilometers toll road, 3,387 kilometers national public road.
Selama 5 tahun ini, Indonesia telah fokus dan memberikan perhatian.
During 5 years, Indonesia has focused the biggest attention on infrastructure development field. 782 kilometers toll road have been developed in 5 years. 3,387 kilometers national public road has been developed. Provincial and regional road and also villages road were built more than 191,000 kilometers. According to President Joko Widodo, the infrastructure development has some goals, among other, first, to unite nation, which has diversity of tribes, languages, and regions. Secondly, to improve equitable development and reach outermost regions. Thirdly, to increase connectivity to improve disparity and economic gap. Fourthly, to create welfare and social justice for all the people of Indonesia. The Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue, IAID, organized in Nusa Dua, Bali province on August 20-21, has managed to pass 11 business deals worth $822 million, or 11.7 trillion rupiahs. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi sat in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday that the business deal value so that Indonesia's intention to be closer to Africa was not just political statement, but it was followed with concrete cooperation. Minister Retno Marsudi said this is indeed followed with concrete things and participated in by one Indonesia incorporated unit comprising the government, ministries, state enterprises, and private companies. Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue has reached a business agreement worth of $822 million, according to Indonesia Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi. Business agreement exceeded last year's achievement figures of worth $886 million. The minister added that the delegation of Indonesia and Africa will extend what have been reached Indonesia-Africa Forum in 2018.
This forum, this dialogue, resulted in business deal with value at $822 million, compared to last year Indonesia-Africa Forum business deal of $586 million. So in short, we have come a long way, but still, we need to do more. Mr. President, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, in this two-day event, we will deepen all progress that we have achieved in Indonesia-Africa Forum.
Retno Marsudi, in her short report to President Joko Widodo, conveyed that panel discussion in series events of the dialogue also conduct exhibition, which displays various Indonesian potential, especially in infrastructure field. According to the minister, there are 33 participants and 15 small-medium companies from Bali in the exhibition. Tanzania wants to develop cooperation with Indonesia to develop infrastructure for seaport and factory in Tanzania. This was stated by Tanzanian Minister of Trade and Industry, Amina Salum Ali, after signing agreement with company from Indonesia, Indeso Aroma, in Nusa Dua Bali Convention Center, Bali on Thursday. According to Minister Amina Salum Ali, besides cooperating in developing infrastructure of seaport and factory, Tanzania also wants to cooperate with Indonesia's state-owned enterprise WIKA to develop convention center.
No, we have already signed agreement to build a port. There are two ports we are building, one for oil and gas terminal and the other one for cargo with WIKA. And then we have pushed the building of a convention center. Like if we can agree and the Exim Bank, then we'll do that. And then another program, because we want to build more industrial base. Today we have this one for clove oil, but we can look for other products like patchouli, other leaf oil, to be able to do and export to Indonesia.
Business agreement between Tanzania with Indonesian company Indeso Aroma reached $2.5 million. This news comes to you over the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Two Indonesian state-owned enterprises, PT Dirgantara Indonesia and Export-Import Bank of Indonesia, signed a memorandum of understanding in Nusa Dua Bali on Tuesday, which was witnessed by Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, A.M. Fakir. The MOU among the two state-owned enterprises, which was signed on the sidelines of Dialogue of Indonesian and African Infrastructure, Fakir said that the cooperation among the two state-owned enterprises was a good cooperation in conducting investment in African countries. This is very good combination and synergy among stakeholders in Indonesia, including for state-owned enterprises in this regard. And we actually encourage private sector to do the same things. A.M. Fakir added that cooperation between Export-Import Bank and PT Dirgantara Indonesia has been a long time. Export-Import Bank also has conducted cooperation with PT WIKA to work infrastructure projects in African countries.
Tadi antara PT DI dengan Bank Exim menyepakati untuk pengembangan. Padahal sebenarnya sudah ada antar mereka, tapi sekarang
PT Dirgantara Indonesia and Bank Exim agreed to develop their existing cooperation. Because in some African countries, PT Dirgantara Indonesia or Bank Exim have been existed and they want to develop it in the future. What they do today is to ensure either the plan or its guarantee can run well. A.M. Fakir further said that Indonesian government hopes private sectors in Indonesia also involved in cooperation to work projects in African countries. Bank Export-Import Indonesia, Exim Bank, signed a memorandum of understanding with Development Bank of the Central Africa States, BDEAC, in a series of events of Indonesia-Africa Infrastructure Dialogue in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. Executive Director of Exim Bank, Sinta Rosli, after signing the MOU, explained that Exim Bank and Development Bank of the Central Africa States agreed to study together more detailed projects in six countries, namely Cameroon, Congo, Gabon, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Central Africa, which have potential to be financed together. According to Sinta Rosli, Development Bank of the Central Africa States will assist Exim Bank to study the projects which its financing can be cooperated with Exim Bank.
Nah, dalam kerjasama ini, apa yang kita sepakati pertama adalah melihat atau bersama-sama.
In the cooperation, we agree first is to see or to study potential projects to be worked together. Because BDEAC has priority list for the projects, which according to them, it is feasible and very needed by the country either for investment, infrastructure, oil and gas, and many others, including trade among the countries. So we will scrutinize one by one the projects which are according to them are ready. And we will see whether LPAI will take part as co-financing to finance those projects or we participate in the trade. According to Cynthia Rosley, many sectors that can be cooperated between Exim Bank and BDEAC, including service sector or products, final products and or factory. Cynthia also explained the agreement can encourage Indonesian exporters to enter market of six countries and to give facilities to Indonesian exporters. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry has prepared a roadmap on development of machinery industry in integration with the national policy on biofuel. Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto said on Thursday, the roadmap could be used as a guideline for producers as well as consumers to design their future business plan, including in strengthening technology. According to the minister, the framework is aimed at materializing a national machinery industry which has low carbon emission and environmental friendly. He expressed hope that vegetable oil-based flexible fuel industry could grow on a par with electric and hybrid vehicles industry and other low-carbon emission vehicles. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said she did not have detailed information on the International Mobile Equipment Identity or IMEI policy initiated by Communication and Informatics Ministry. Communication and Informatics Ministry earlier claimed the regulation which is aimed to suppress the sales of black market cell phones was being consolidated with the Finance Ministry in light of the taxation. Mulyani planned to hold a meeting with Communication and Informatics Minister Rudiantara and the Ministry's Echelon 1 officials shortly to discuss taxation affairs mentioned by Kominfo, as well as its relation with their latest policy. Minister Sri Mulyani explained that her ministry concerns about the operation of illegal goods. So far, the taxation of the goods is the authority of Customs and Excise Service. Well, listener, that's the news.
Indonesia, tanah kita. Today's commentary is on the threat of the nuclear weapon race begins. Since the end of the Cold War, marked by the dissolution of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, the threat of a potential world war through a nuclear weapons war has declined. The hegemony of the two superpowers has disappeared, but fears of a nuclear war remain. It is known that several countries of the Soviet Union fraction were apparently still storing nuclear warheads, which security is very doubtful. But Russia took over the position of the superpower after the breakup of the Soviet Union and continued to ask the United States to comply with the Nuclear Treaty Agreement, Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START 1 and 2. The first was signed on July 31, 1991 by George W. H. Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev. This agreement is valid from December 5, 1994, and ended on December 5, 2009. On April 8, 2010, START 2 was signed by Russia and America in Prague. After the ratification, START 2 entered into force on February 5, 2011 until 2021. But the nuclear threat came back after President Donald Trump declared his exit from the nuclear agreement in early August this year, and shortly after August the 18th, the United States tested its new cruise missile. After the nuclear testing, the U.S. Defense Ministry reported that the launch of missiles from the U.S. Navy base on San Nicolas Island off the coast of Los Angeles, California, was a success. According to the U.S. government, the data collected and lessons learned from this trial will provide information for the development of medium-range missiles capabilities carried out by the Ministry of Defense. Meanwhile, the U.S. missile launch test will invite sharp criticism from the U.N. Security Council members. The Chinese government criticized the test of land-based cruise missiles conducted by the United States. China assesses that it will have a serious negative impact on the international and regional security situation. According to a spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Geng Shuang, on Tuesday, August 20th, what was done by the U.S. will trigger a new round of rearms phases that will lead to increased military confrontation. Washington must let go of its Cold War mentality to create a situation conducive to international and regional peace and tranquility. The effect of the missile test on the international community is the emergence of anxiety about the potential return of nuclear war. Although some countries such as North Korea, India, and Pakistan have done the same thing, but the fear that emerged not as strong as the US and Russia did. Moreover, the world situation is currently being hit by various crises ranging from the economic crisis, the energy crisis, especially fossil energy, and environmental problems that threaten the survival of the world's population. Hopefully, what Russian President Putin has said, that there will be a global disaster if the U.S. does not want to sit together again to discuss the nuclear agreement, will never become a reality. Well, that was commentary today on the threat of nuclear weapons race begins. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history, I'll begin with August 21, 1945. Indonesian naval forces succeeds in seizing power in the sea from the Japanese. August 21st is celebrated as Indonesian National Maritime Day. Today, it refers to the history of the strength of the Indonesian naval forces that succeeded in seizing sea power from the Japanese forces on August 21st, 1945, exactly 4 days after Indonesia proclaimed its independence. Indonesia, with its territory known as Nusantara or the archipelago, is a maritime country. It is one of the largest archipelagic countries with the second longest coastline in the world, and more than 60% of its wealth is no joke with various marine biota that can be consumed. There are also other wealth such as petroleum and potential of beach tourism, marine sports, as well as charming seabed recreation for local and foreign tourists. turning to August the 21st, 1944, the Dumbarton Oaks Conference. The Dumbarton Oaks Conference is formerly known as Washington's Talks on World Security and Security Organizations. This meeting was forerunners to the establishment of the United Nations. It was the first important step taken to carry out paragraph 4 of the Moscow Declaration of 1943, which contained the need for a post-war international organization to replace the League of Nations. During the conference, delegations from the Republic of China, the Soviet Union, Britain, and the United States discussed proposals for the establishment of an organization to maintain peace and security in the world. The meeting took place from August the 21st to October the 7th, 1944. It resulted in a decision on which countries would be invited to become members of the United Nations, the formation of the UN Security Council, and the veto that would be granted to permanent members of the Security Council. I'll conclude with August 21st, 1988. The Nepal earthquake killed 700 people. On August 21st, 1988, an earthquake occurred in North Bihar, Nepal, near the Indian border. The earthquake, with a magnitude of 6.9 on Richter scale, rocked the area and killed at least 709 people and injured thousands others. The earthquake damaged 50,000 buildings, including historic buildings. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Bank Indonesia Launched Indonesian Standard QR Code to commemorate the 74th anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day. Bank Indonesia launched QRIS, or Indonesian Standard QR Code, in Jakarta on Saturday. QRIS is a quick response code system for payment through server-based e-money application, e-wallet, or mobile banking that can be used in all smartphone application. In the launching, Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio said the use of QRIS will provide many benefits and easiness for the consumer. Among many were low and uniform costs among payment system service provider. This was seen from merchant discount rate for regular merchant. QRIS also aims to boost transaction efficiency, financial inclusion acceleration, and small medium enterprises growth, which in the end can push economic growth. It is because QRIS is the only original QR from Indonesia, with hints that Indonesia will be a modern advanced country and has more revenue. The system launched was named QRIS Unggul, which stands for Universal, Easy, Beneficial, and Direct. QRIS itself was made by Bank Indonesia and Indonesian Payment System Association, or ASPI, by using EMV-CO1 International Standard. For early step, QRIS focuses on the implementation of QR code payment model merchant presented mode, where merchant will display QR code payment for the customer to scan during payment. Before the launching, standard technical specification of the QR code and interconnection had passed the first stage test in September until November 2018, as well as the second stage test in April until May 2019. Later, the national QRIS will be effective on January 1st, 2020. It aims to provide preparatory transition period for payment systems service provider. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dieng Plateau is the place of land whose volcanic activity is under its surface like Yellowstone in the United States of America or Tengger Highland. The form of crater at Dieng Plateau is called caldera, with mountains at surrounding area. There are a lot of craters where gas, water vapor, and other volcanic materials come out. The condition is dangerous, but it is interesting to be witnessed. Biologically, volcanic activity at Dieng is interesting because we find some thermophiles bacterial species at hot spring near the crater. Dieng Plateau is a giant volcano with lakes and craters. It is ex-eruption, which is occupied by the local residents. The crater still show volcanic activity, such as Sikidang crater in Dieng. The crater, which is located at the plateau, will move every 5 years, or as if it jumps in one area like deer that love to jump. Kidang in Javanese language means deer. Sikidang crater in Dieng is one of main tourism objects of Dieng. This should be visited. Among other craters in Dieng, Sikidang crater is the easiest to be accessed because it is located on plain land. You can also see activity of volcano, namely volcanic mud, which is bubbling up with poisonous gas rising in the form of thick white smoke. Thus, must use mask if you want to enjoy sensation of volcanic mud. If you love adrenaline adventure, Sikidang crater can become a good choice for you. Listeners, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Alright listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabularies and tips on how to use them in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is shopping or berbelanja. Next is a conversation about berbelanja or shopping. Tony and Enda are shopping at Jalan Malioboro. Silakan cari apa, Pak? Ada selendang? Oh, maaf, tidak ada. Yang lainnya, Pak? Kemeja, blus, kaos. Tidak, terima kasih. After the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to our topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice, so you can follow after me. First, silakan, cari apa, Pak, which means, please, sir, what are you looking for? Once again, silakan, cari apa, Pak, which means, please, sir, what are you looking for? The next one is, ada selendang. Once again, ada selendang, which means, is there a scarf? The third one is, oh, maaf, tidak ada. Yang lainnya, Pak, which means, sorry, there is no scarf. Any else? Once again, oh, maaf, tidak ada. Yang lainnya, Pak, which means, sorry, there is no scarf. Any else? Next, kemeja, blus, kaos, which means shirt, blouse, t-shirt. Once again, kemeja, blus, kaos, which means shirt, blouse, t-shirt. And the last one is tidak, terima kasih, which means no thank you. Once again, tidak, terima kasih, which means no thank you. When you are at a shopping center, you usually heard the salesman say, cari apa, which means, what are you looking for? You may answer the question by mentioning some goods that you are looking for. I will give you an example. Cari apa, Kak? What are you looking for? Cari apa, Kak? What are you looking for? Saya mencari kaos, which means, I'm looking for t-shirt. Saya mencari kaos, which means I'm looking for t-shirt. Or you can also ask him about something that you are looking for. Another example is, silakan cari apa? What are you looking for? Silakan cari apa? Which means, what are you looking for? Ada kemeja batik lengan panjang? Which means, is there long sleeve batik shirt? Once again, ada kemeja batik lengan panjang? Is there long sleeve batik shirt? Sometimes when you are at a shopping center, the salesman will also say, silakan bu, lihat-lihat dulu. Silakan bu, lihat-lihat dulu, which means, please, take a look first. The offer means that you are allowed to see something or kinds of goods that are provided at the shop, even though you do not want to buy it. Well, if you do not find something that you are looking for, but the salesman offers you other kinds of goods and you do not like it, you can refuse it by saying tidak terima kasih, which means thank you. Once again, if you cannot find something that you're looking for and the salesman offers you another one, if you want to refuse it, you can say tidak terima kasih, which means no thank you. I shall give you more examples. Ada kemeja putih? Is there white shirt? Oh, sedang kosong. Kemeja warna lainnya mau? Ada biru dan hitam. Sorry, there is no white shirt. Do you want to see other colors? The blue and the black ones? Tidak terima kasih, which means no thank you. Once again, ada kemeja putih? Is there white shirt? Oh, sedang kosong. Kemeja lainnya mau? Ada biru dan hitam. Sorry, there is no white shirt. Do you want to see other colors? The blue and black ones? Tidak terima kasih. No thank you. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation one more time. Silakan, cari apa, Pak? Ada selendang? Oh, maaf, tidak ada. Yang lainnya, Pak? Kemeja, blus, kaos. Tidak, terima kasih. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to enrich your knowledge about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's music corner, we would like to present a song from Bali province entitled Made Cenik, sung by Emoni, a musical group band from Bali. Emoni often sings ordinary pop songs and gending rare, Balinese typical song often sung by children. Made Cenik is one of Emoni's composition. Made Cenik is actually a traditional song of Bali which has deep messages. The song mainly suggests us to get ready in facing era development. The version of Made Cenik sung by Emoni has an additional lyric which is little bit different, but still includes the main lyric. Well, listener, here is the song Made Cenik by Emoni.
Cening cening mai dema pelayanan di rurongnya. Cening cening liu motor gruang grueng di margine. Kaden subah sebilang wai tutoren memelan bapa. Apang tu sing cara Made Cenik lilek montor di bisanya, lilek montor di bisanya, montor badung ke kianyar, montor badung ke kianyar, gede bagai muat batu, batu Cina, baes lantang cunguh bara, baes lantang cunguh bara, mangum bangum bang ijo dar, mangum bangum bang ijo
dar ijo dar mata tulup.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, From Indonesia to the World, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.